Shalom Aleichem. Today is our last subtopic in the topic of Ayin Hara. A fascinating and important question. What if I don't believe in Ayin Haras? I don't believe in Ayin Haras. I'm not concerned about an Ayin Hara. Does that mean that they do not exist? So in fact, there is a concept like that in the Gemara Psachim. It's not talking about an Ayin Hara per se, but we're going to see if it can be applied to an Ayin Hara. There in the Gemara Psachim, Kuf Yud Amud Beis, it talks about what is called Zugos. Zugos is doing things in pairs, 2, 4, 6, in pairs, that can cause there to be Hezek Hashedim, there could be Nezek damages or danger from negative spirits. And there it's talking about that you have to be careful about Zugos, you can't do certain things in twos because of the danger involved. And then the Gemara brings a klalo shel davar. This is a major principle as it applies. Misha makbid v'choshes nizuk. Anyone who's makbid about Shadim and Zugos has to be concerned. If you are concerned, then you can be damaged. However, on the other hand, somebody who's not makbid about this stuff and isn't concerned, they will not be damaged. So what's going on there? The Rashbam explains as follows, that anyone who's makbid about it, you call the copy, yoser midai, kapte badei ha-shadim laziko. Anyone who is really nervous, concerned about Shadim and doing things and cares, etc., if they're really concerned, that is a target for the Shadim, and that is a dangerous occurrence. However, somebody who is not makbid, somebody who's not so strict about this stuff, who's not so concerned, lo kapte bahade, the shadim will not cause damage to that person. Lo kapte bahade laziko, they will not cause damage. So there we have a principle that the way the shadim work is they have targets and they are mazik, they cause damage to anyone who is concerned about mizikim. However, somebody who's not concerned or not so concerned, they will not be a target. So the question is, does that apply in our context as well to Ayin Hara? Ayin Hara was a different context than the Mizikim. And would we say the same thing applies? Called the Kapi, Kapte Bahade, anyone who's concerned about an Ayin Hara, that will be a target for an Ayin Hara. Udalo Kapi, somebody who says, I'm not concerned, and then genuinely not concerned, will we say, Lo Kapte Bahade, the Ayin Hara cannot have any effect on them. So in the Sefer Ayin Hara, Be'ein Hayadus, he says, carte blanche, that this concept of kol dekapte, kapte bahade, kol dekapi, kapte bahade, anyone who's strict, concerned, they are a target. With the lo kapte bahade, if they're not concerned, they're not going to be a target. That only applies in the context of mizikim and zugos, but it does not apply in the context of ayin hara. So even if you don't concern, it doesn't matter, you're still going to be a target. And he brings us a proof, starting with a Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Yicholim likra shnei achim zachar. They're talking about giving aliyahs. So mi'ikar adin, you are permitted to give back-to-back aliyahs to two brothers. Or v'aben acharav, son after a father, father after a son. However, even though mi'ikar adin, it's not a problem doing that, v'ein manichin el bishvil ayin hara, but we don't let them do it because of ayin hara. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is very interesting. It says we don't allow them to do it. It doesn't say usur, it doesn't say don't do it. It says we don't even allow them to do it. So the Chidah looks at this language and he learns something important from it. He says as follows, the Chidah, v'ein manichin el bishvil ayin hara, we don't let them do it because of ayin hara. Midekamar v'ein manichin, from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, we don't let them do this. The implication is mashma afilu im hem lo chayshi l'ayin hara. Even if these people, the two brothers, the father and son, they're not concerned about ayin hara, the lo chayshi l'ayin hara, anuche lo manchinan lo shialu, we are still not going to let them have back-to-back aliyahs because of the concern of ayin hara. So we see based on this chidah explaining this language of the Shulchan Aruch that even in a context where somebody doesn't care, I'm not concerned about an ayin hara, still we don't let them. And from this, the Chidah is learning from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Sefer Ayin Hara Bein Ayadus is learning that even somebody who's not strict about an Ayin Hara, it doesn't matter. There is still an Ayin Hara, and that concept that we saw in the Gemara Psachim, Klala de Milso, Kol de Kapi, Kapte Bade, Udolo Kapi, Lo Kapte Bade, the principle of if you care, if you're concerned, it will be a target. You will be a target. If you're not concerned, you won't be a target. That is limited to talking about mizikim and zugos, but is not talking about ayin hara. And in fact, the Sefer brings another proof. It says, if you look, the whole place that we learned, the original place that we learn about ayin hara, is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Parshas Ki Sisa, count Klal Yisrael, but don't count them directly because that could cause a negative, that could cause a plague in Klal Yisrael because of Ayin Hara. So he asked, Madua lo limed HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Rabbeinu v'Amishal, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu right then teach them that if you're not concerned about an Ayin Hara, then you don't have to be concerned, and it's not going to affect you whatsoever. So we see we didn't learn it there. That's the whole source. Then accordingly, another quasi-proof that it does not. That concept of kol dekapid, anyone who's concerned, kapdei ba'dei, it's only people who are concerned, that's going to be a target. They're going to be targets. That doesn't apply in the context of Ayin Hara. Now, having said that, there are some contemporary great poskim who are of the view that that concept of klala demilsa, kol dekapid, kapdei ba'dei, indeed does apply not only in the context of mezikim, but it does apply in the context of ayin hara as well. Now we'll go through a short snippet of the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe was talking about should a woman who is expecting should be concerned about ayin haras. And he says as follows, b'inyan ayin hara bada yesh lachush. When it comes to ayin hara in general, the concept of ayin hara, yeah, we have to be concerned. There is a basis for ayin hara. It's brought in the Gemara. It's brought in many places. Aval ein lahakbid arbe. However, you don't have to be overly concerned. Ki bedvarim ke'ele haklal. Because even when it comes in these type of things, and he's including in it not only mezikim and shadim, but he's including as well ayin hara, ki bedvarim ha'ekelu haklal, man delo kapid, lo kapdinan ba'adeh. He brings our klal, as we see when it comes to zugos in the Gemara Psachim. He says the same thing would apply to an ayin hara. Now, his language is interesting because he says you don't have to be so concerned because of the klal, called the kapti kapte ba'adei. He doesn't say you don't have to be concerned at all. He says you don't have to be so concerned. But we do see that indeed he is applying that standard, that general rule. If it's only of concern to you, are you going to be a target? If it's not of concern to you, you're not going to be a target. He applies that concept from zugos, from ezikim, from shadim, to our context of ayin hara. Now, interestingly, Rav Moshe continues, aval eini roeh bazeh she'isha tzirah. I don't see in any case that a young woman, which is a normal thing to be pregnant, should be concerned about ayin hara. You're not to makbid at all in any case. This is not a thing that we should be worried about. This is something that is a natural event, Baruch Hashem. However, he does say, when do you have to be concerned about ayin hara? Bedava shalom matzui. Something that is not common in the world, that is when you have to worry about an ayin hara, but not dvari mitzui, but not things that are common in the world. So we see here, Rav Moshe's language is not 100% clear. What is 100% clear is he does apply that Gemara Psachim of the lo kapi, lo kapte ba'dei, somebody who's not concerned, don't have to worry about it. He doesn't say you don't have to worry about it at all, but he does apply that concept to the concept of ayin hara as well. So that's the tshuva of Rav Moshe. There's the tshuva of Ezra's Cohen. He talks about the concept of having, when you have two couples that are getting married, can you have one chuppah combined and one kiddushin combined? For example, you'll say only the brachas one time and it'll cover both of those couples. So we're going to go through what he says here, quoting the Shulchan Aruch. Mikol makom efshar la'amid et ha'chuppah ve'kiddushin ha'tanayim b'yachad. Because we have these two different couples, you can indeed do it at the same time. It happens to be that there was a little bit more detail there, that one had kiddushin vadayin v'zum echad hay kiddushin al tanai. It wasn't so clear that one definitely needed kiddushin. It was a little bit vague if they needed kiddushin or not. It was a conditional kiddushin, so they wanted to do them together to take them out of any svekas that they had there. So he said there that you can do it together, and he cites the Shulchan Aruch as follows: im sheishnei chasanim yachad. If you have two chasanim, in other words, a chasan and kala, and a chasan and kala, nevarachim birkas chasanim achas l'shneim. It's not a problem. You can say one birkas chasanim, one set of brachas, and cover both of the marriages. However, there is a Ramah that says we don't do that. We are noheg to have them separate because of the concern of ayin hara, some sort of ayin hara, that when you have two couples covered by the same brachas, it's going to cause an ayin hara. Nearly. So here the Tshuvas Ezra's Cohen says, although we have this Ramah that says we should not have the same set of brachas for two couples because of the concern of ayin hara, and this is what we need. That was a lot of background. Nearly demand lo kapid al zeh, tavo alav bracha. somebody who's not strict about this in the context of Ayin Hara, somebody who's not going to be worried about the Ayin Hara, he should have a bracha. The varach alavade lizeh etatanaim, and he should have a bracha. We're going to say the bracha, which is a wonderful thing, in other words. Somebody who's not strict about this, because we will be able to have one set of brachas, and we'll say the brachas fundamentally on where we definitively need the brachas, and then we'll motzi the other, the second kabbalah as well. And he ends off saying, v'shomri mitzvah lo yedu davara, shomri mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah here, that you will not know any evil. So we see as well, the Tshuvas Ezra's coin, bring that concept in Pesachim, that man de lo kapid, anyone who's not strict, Ayin Hara will not impact them. And we have also the Tshuvas Yabia Omer that says the same thing. Here's a clip, a few words from his Tshuva. V'hachinami le'inyan Ayin Hara. Same thing applies when it comes to Ayin Hara. Shein lachus kol kach bizman hazeh, that we don't have to be concerned, so concerned nowadays by Raman Ayin Hara. Ude lo kapid, lo kapte bahadeh. He brings that Gemara Pesachim. Anyone who's not concerned, you don't have to be concerned about it. So far we have a machlokas here. We have the possibility, we have the Sefer Ayin Hara that's bringing proofs that concept of kol de lo kapi lo kapte bay does not apply to Ayin Hara. It only applies to Mezikin and Zugos. On the other hand, we have some Tshuvas of contemporary great poskim who say that klal does apply nowadays, even especially because we don't have to be as concerned nowadays. Ayin Hara is not as strong nowadays. Having said that, we're going to end off with the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So the author of this book, he wrote to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says it's so common that people are of the belief that if you're not concerned about an Ayin Hara, you don't have to worry about the Ayin Hara. And I don't know a basis for that, says the author of the Ayin Hara, Bein Ayadus. And he asked that question to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who responded, how many words here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 words from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Ein shayach l'ayin hara, this concept of somebody who's not strict doesn't have to worry about an ayin hara, that does not apply to an ayin hara. That only applies in the context of the Gemara, of Zukas and Mezikin. And he says, lo shamati, I have not heard people saying such a thing. Ve'eino nachon, it is not correct. So here we have Rav Chaim Kanievsky saying that when it comes to ayin hara, whether you're strict or not, whether you're concerned or not, there is going to be an Ayin Hara. So we'll leave it as a machlokes haposkim, whether that concept, if somebody's not concerned, you don't have to worry, does that apply to Ayin Hara as well, or only to the original source when it was talking about mezikim and shadim and doing things in care, zugos, does it only apply there? But in other contexts, we would not apply it, and we do have to be concerned. So we'll leave it as a machlokes. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.